Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, and welcome to the From the Shadows podcast. I am the producer, Jason Lewis. I would like to thank you for tuning in to the From the Shadows podcast. And without further ado, here is your host, Shane Grove.
Welcome, everybody. This is Shane Grove, host of the From the Shadows podcast. I am with the Ozark Howler.
Ow! No, I don't know if I should howl, you know?
And I'm with the super producer, Jason.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, and thanks. If you're wondering what the heck is this showing up in my my podcast feed, this is a new little thing we're going to do. It's called 10 Minutes, or what would we call it?
Short stories.
Yeah, short stories with the Ozark Howler.
Short stories of the Ozark Howler. So, you got 5 or 10 minutes in the middle of your week. We're going to bring you a little story from the Howler, and hopefully it'll tickle your funny bones, make you feel good about yourself, give you something to look forward to, tide you over till our regular episode drops on Friday. So thanks for checking us out, and let us know what you think. Hope you enjoy the Howler, spending 10 minutes with the Howler as much as we do.
Enjoy, everybody.
Grover, we were just talking about the nuances of policing in a town you grow up in, especially small town.
Exactly.
And I had went to, you know, I knew the sheriff. I got a cop job, but it was working in a jail, you know. And at that time, my sheriff was a real proponent of education. He had a master's degree. The chief deputy had a master's degree, and you know, they used to always brag they got them in the 70s when they meant something. That's what these guys would tell you. And I hadn't graduated yet, so I worked in a jail, but they had gotten some community, what they call community policing money. It was a new thing at the time, and they were deeding somebody to work in these small towns, because most of the real cops did not want to. Even though I was a deputy and I worked in the county, when the sheriff first got me to go out there, I would have to work 8 hours or 4 hours in this town and 4 hours in this town, little bitty towns, you know, 600-700 people. So you're very limited on what you can even do, because there's just not a lot of activity, you know. So the first town he sent me to, very little training. I went to back when in the late 80s, early 90s, it was a 3-week school called the 120. So it was 120 hours of training, and by gosh, here's your gun and badge, and you're it. So I went through 3 weeks of school, and now I is one. You know, that's a Joe joke. You know, I couldn't spell police last week, and now I is one. And but you're paranoid, and where I was at, so my boss basically said, my sheriff coming at me and said, you drive out there, and it happened to be my hometown. You drive out there and make yourself seen. You know, sit in a school zone, do this, do that, whatever. So the first day, I was paranoid of getting shot. You know, I would just went to this police school where they'd show you car cameras were in their infancy at that time, and every video they showed you was somebody shooting the police. So the first 30 hours I worked out there, I only pulled over people I knew, and I didn't write anybody a ticket. You know, I pulled over my buddy's dad or some dude I went to school with because I knew they wouldn't shoot me. And then, I know, isn't that nuts? So anyhow, the odd part about small town policing is they all want something done, just not to them.
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just
not to them. And the guy I was replacing was an old, you know, there was a dude that kind of worked out. He still worked at the department, but he was a retired military policeman. And he, you know, you were either a violator or you weren't. And he wrote everybody tickets in. And the sheriff I worked for, you know, sheriffs are elected officials. He was getting a little pushback on that. Does that make sense? Because these people, although they wanted to cop in their town, they didn't, you know, they didn't want them getting a ticket. So that was kind of a big joke. What you do is you give locals warnings and out of towners tickets. I know it sounds terrible for me to say, but that's just the way it used to be.
It's the way it should be. That's just exactly the way it should be.
So, and then you knew, when you're driving in somebody else's town to pay attention.
That's right. That's right.
So, anyhow, there was a guy I went to school with. He's a couple years older than me, and it was just a tremendous, had a lot of stuff going on when we were young. He was a tremendous athlete, tall, good-looking guy, but he was a heavy drinker. But I think he's okay now in his 50s, but back then, you know, really wasted a lot of opportunities because of alcohol addiction. Okay, so. But I knew him. I've known him my whole life. So I pulled him over one day, and he didn't have a license. But I didn't know he didn't have a license until I pulled him over. Well, I let him go. Well, rumor got back to me because he was kind of, I don't think he ever got arrested for anything but either drinking and driving or not having a license. So word got back to me one day that he was eroding my authority by me letting him go. He told everybody that he could drive where he wanted because I wouldn't arrest him. That makes sense?
Instead of just keeping
his mouth shut,
there you go.
He's got to go down and tell everybody that he can do what he wants because, you know, and word got back to me. So I really kind of took that to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I arrest him 3 or 4 times in about 10 or 12 days.
He had it coming.
He's in this 700 person town.
Yeah.
You probably saw him every time he turned around.
Yeah. If I had to be out in that town.
And he's not supposed to. He doesn't have a license anyway.
Yeah, right. So that's the problem these people get in never-ending cycles. Because when you get in trouble in a small town, something like they know who you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, of course.
I started kind of feeling bad about it. But hey, that's the way it goes.
Did he ever learn his lessons?
This is what happened. Well, this is what happened. Right. Okay, this is the punchline. We're going to the punchline. It's a long-form method on this story. So a guy that we went to school with was getting married. Now, I'm a non-drinker. Okay? Well, and I'm known, you know, I've been known as a non-drinker. Okay, my mom was Baptist. I'm Baptist. You know, I don't even want to get into nuances of that, but I'm just a non-drinker. And so a friend of ours was getting married, And he said, hey, we're renting a van, a big like conversion van. We're going to go up to East St. Louis and go to some bars. And I hate to say strip clubs, but I'm just going to say it here, strip clubs. Right. And we want you to drive. So I'm invited to be the driver. And I said, I don't have a problem. Well, let's call this guy Jay. Jay is going to be there. He's the guy I've arrested four times. Is that going to be a problem? I said, no, I ain't got a problem, you know. If he doesn't have a problem with me driving the van, I don't have a problem with him riding in the van. You know what I mean? So
yes.
We end up in this East St. Louis, Missouri strip club called Roxy's. Now, I used to drink copious amounts of Mountain Dew. And the downside to that is if depending on what kind of finger foods or stuff I'm eating, I could get uncontrollable diarrhea at the drop of a hat. Okay, you drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew and you start eating some hot wings at a strip club in East St. Louis, you got to take dumps. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I walked in this bathroom. The problem with the bathroom at that time at that club, so when you're sitting on a toilet, you're kind of out there and like the open, it would be like taking a dump on top of Devil's Tower in Wyoming or something. You know? And you got all kinds of weirdos and freaks and shit coming in. You know what I mean? You don't know who you're going to be exposed to. So I'm trying to hold it. And I can't hold it. Finally, I just got to go. So I get over there and I walk in the bathroom and the coast is clear. But I know if I sit down on this toilet, all kinds of weirdos can come in. Well, lo and behold, who do you think is the closest guy I can see to that door?
The guy you've arrested five times.
Let's call him Jay. Big, good looking. I mean, he's still in his prime, early 20s. Big old strapping, 6'3", 6'4", you know, 200 pounds. And I said, hey, dude, I need a favor. You need a favor from me? I said, yeah. I said, man, this is important. And he said, what? I said, I got to take a crap, but I don't want anybody coming here. Would you watch? For me. I said, this is the deal, man. You watch that door, I'm taking a dump. I'll never arrest you again for traffic violations. If you do something else, I can't help you. But he goes, okay. So he stood his back to me, his front to the door, and kept the patrons at bay while I took a double dump. You know, it's one of them ones where you go and then you get done and you stand up and you're walking to the bat and sink, and then all of a sudden you got to go again. It's like it settles back down. And about 3 weeks later, whatever. There's a car in a ditch in this little old town. In order for me to wait for a tow truck, it's going to take 45 minutes or an hour. And this guy says, well, I can call my grandpa. I said, yeah, I'll have him come. Well, he doesn't really drive. I said, how's he going to pull you out if he doesn't drive? And they said, well, he's got a guy that helps him on the farm. Sometimes they're cutting wood today. He could be there. And I said, okay. Well, lo and behold, who do you think pulls up in this old man's truck? This dude, let's call him Jay, rolls up. And there I'm at a crossroads. He's I could see the look in his eye. He's worried about whether I'm going to break our watch the door. And I said, hey, can you pull him out? And he goes, you going to arrest me? And I said, no, just I told you I wasn't. So I'm a man of my word, man. I never arrested him again.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody. This is Shane Grove, host of the From the Shadows podcast. I am with the Ozark Howler.
Ow! No, I don't know if I should howl, you know?
And I'm with the super producer, Jason.
How's it going, everybody?
Hey, and thanks. If you're wondering what the heck is this showing up in my my podcast feed, this is a new little thing we're going to do. It's called 10 Minutes, or what would we call it?
Short stories with the Ozark Howler.
Short stories of the Ozark Howler. So you got 5 or 10 minutes in the middle of your week. We're going to bring you a little story from the Howler, and hopefully it'll tickle your funny bones, make you feel good about yourself, give you something to look forward to, tide you over till our regular episode drops on Friday. So thanks for checking us out, and let us know what you think. We hope you enjoy the Howler, spending 10 minutes with the Howler as much as we do.
Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah, I kind of misspoke on that first story because the dude was more crazier than women. And I did that because I had some stories wrote down here, but I had to pick and choose because I didn't want the listener to think that all the women down in the country are crazy.
Well, yeah.
And the next story had this crazy gal in it, and she was kind of heavy. And I know I told a story the other day about a heavy gal, so I'm going to get off the heavy gals.
Okay.
And I'm working one day, and they say, hey, it was a 911, and they got 911 call. They do a plectron that tones out fire and ambulance and, different tones. I never was a fireman, so I don't know. But true firemen can tell who they're calling by the tone. You know what I mean? Rescue 3, ladder 1, all these weird stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you hear that plectron, that's what's called. You'd hear that plectron, you'd listen. So I'm listening, sitting there one day, and then they got a plectron, and it's toning out an ambulance and then a fire truck and then the police, the local police, to a trailer park. And they are a common feature in places that and at trailer parks. And then this one is long gone, but at that time it was a giant trailer park, and the call, the 911 dispatcher, when she's routing these people, she said, well, there's a woman that's ran into the house, trailer house, I think it was a Pontiac Grand Prix. Grand Am or Grand Prix, this is back in the early 90s. And she keeps doing it. And the first cop goes, what do you mean she keeps doing it? Well, the caller says she's ran into the trailer and she's backed up and she's hit it 2 or 3 more times. So it was like an ongoing. So they tone out like it's an accident. So now they're toning me out, sending me there because the locals don't work wrecks. They want a state trooper to work a wreck. So. Of course, I'm driving out there thinking, first of all, I'm going to see what kind of deal it's happening, So we get out there, and this old gal, she's drunk, and she hit this trailer 2 or 3 times. She was trying to run over her old man, and he ran into the house, and she took part of the front porch and underpinning. Her problem is she was... The car was so low, every time she'd hit the trailer, it just pushed the underpinning underneath a little more. You know what I mean? Because she had a low car and a tall trailer. So she just, it just wasn't lining up with her. So she hit it 3 or 4 times. Now, a trailer house would stop a Pontiac, but her old man's Silverado did. She ran it. The final thing she hit was a Silverado, and it it, I don't think it set the airbag off. Maybe it was the airbag. It disabled the car. Okay. So she was able to run this trailer house three or four times, but when she hit the truck, it disabled the car. So, of course, I get out there, and what's odd is this truck was a red and silver two-tone, like, 90-91 Chevrolet. And, you know, As I've said before, I'm a kind of a car-slash-truck guy. And my very first truck was a 1979 Scottsdale, silver and maroon two-tone. And this was, you know, this truck was 10 years newer. It was a new, totally different body style. But it had that two-tone paint job that my truck had when I was 16. And there wasn't a lot of them, you know, in the 90s. There just wasn't a lot of them. So anyway, I proceeded to arrest her for – actually, I think my corporal was with me, and he arrested her. But all that's to say is we took her to jail for DWI, but we didn't really work the wreck because it wasn't a wreck. It was an on-purpose. We only worked accidents. On-purposes are a whole different form. It's a on purposes are criminal acts. And she's a little bitty, about 4'11", 5 foot, about 95 pounds. Just what you would think an old drunk woman would be, you know? So fast forward week or two, month later, a short period of time later, I'm working by myself. And then they toned me out for possible DWI driver northbound on the big highway. That's what we call it, the big highway, big four lane highway northbound. And the vehicle description was red over gray or gray over red. I don't remember which it was. Two tone Chevrolet pickup. And in my head, I thought I instantly thought about the truck and the trailer park because you know there's very few of them. So anyway, I jumped down there. I sit in the turnaround, and here she come. And I tell you who she reminded me of. Did you ever see what was the old Clint Eastwood movie, Every Which Way But Loose, or you know the orangutan movies?
Yeah,
where he had Ma. It had Ma. Remember?
Yeah.
It had a little old woman that looked like a granny on
Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. I was gonna say the Klamath. Yeah. So a little bit younger version, but that's what we're dealing with. A little bitty. So I've turned on the red and blues, and she immediately pulls over, and she, as I'm getting out of my car, she gets out and she's kind of combative with me. What do you want now? I'm almost home. And I said, well, how much you had to drink, Sue or whatever her name is, you know, I need you to see your driver's license. Well, you guys took it. So she's handing me the piece of paper that my corporal gave her earlier. You know what I mean? She don't even have a license to hand me because they took it and they gave her that paper receipt. And I think that was rigor, what you'd call the trigger. You know, now's generation, they'd call the trigger. I think the paper receipt was what her trigger deal, because she started going nuts on me. You know, I'm minding my own business and you MFers and I'm trying to get my life straight and everybody keeps me down and just on and on. So I asked her, I said, hey, I need you to do some of these sobriety test, you know, hey, can you say your alphabet? Screw you. Can you count for me? You know what I mean? I said, screw you. And it goes on and on. So finally she says, I'm tired of effing with you. I'm getting back in my car.
Oh, man. Okay.
Now I went off on the traffic stop, but I don't remember at some point I called for another car. And when I called for another car, it was more for a witness thing. Cause when you go arresting women and, you know, you always want women or witnesses. So anyhow, she says, screw you, and starts walking back to her truck. And she's kind of out in the highway, you know, cause you're walking on that white line. It's called the fog line. She can't walk on it because she's drunk. So I grab her. And she's trying to pull away, and now we got 70 mile an hour traffic going boom boom by, you know what I mean? So it's not a place you screw around. It's a safety issue. So I got a half ass manhandler and get her back over on the side of the road, and I'm fighting a 5 foot one, you know, I'm fighting this little bitty woman, you know, and I'm trying not to be, and I'm a pretty big old boy, and of course, then I would use my lapel mic, send me another car, you know. And all this came out because I had audio recorder, but I didn't have a video recorder. So I had audio recorder that I'd keep and I'd turn on when I was dealing with people. And they mocked me. My sergeant mocked the hell out of me, you know, because what happened is people started stopping on the highway, you know, big trucks with construction workers. Hey, troop, you need some help. And they'd take off and somebody else take off. Because what happens is these little bitty people, I guess, my cuffs bottomed out, which means they ran out of clicks and she can still get her hand out of it. So you can't even handcuff her. You know what I mean? And I end up half-assed sitting on her, you know, on the side of the road while these, and some women are enablers. When I say enablers, because they get handled so lightly her whole life, she was just nuts on me. But to her detriment, the first car that pulled up was a county Mountie, a deputy that was a woman.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to go down that road, but I could go down that road a long way. But when the women show up with a gun and badge, you better start getting your stuff straight, because they, especially back in them days, they will put their cigarette out and come out there and smack you around, especially if you're... So this female deputy brought this woman to her level quick, or, you know what I mean, brought her under and was zip-tied her. That's back when zip ties. So zip-tied this woman. But yeah, fighting a crazy woman on the highway. And like I said, I had all these people stopping. Need help, trooper? You need help, trooper?
Well, since you mentioned, you know, before we shut off with this story, I just want to tell everybody, the woman from Every Which Way But Loose was Ruth Gordon, played Ma, won an Emmy Award for a role in Taxi. And guess what? She shares a birthday with me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, same birthday. Well, except, she was except she was born in 1896. So she's a little bit older than me.
She was born in 1896, so she was 80-some years old when she was doing the movies.
She died in 1985 at age 88.
Yeah, so she was in her early 80s. She worked to the end. Good for her.
Yeah, she had a career in silent film to begin with, and then had a resurgence in the 70s and 80s. How about that?
Yeah.
That's some good fun facts right there.
That's right. That's what this is all about. This show's all about that. You know, it's giving you a couple of minutes out of your busy day to just think it could be worse. I mean, you could be getting manhandled by a woman cop out in on the side of the highway somewhere, going to jail.
Yep.
So, your life ain't that bad.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.